With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. South Dakota regulators say there's too much uncertainty surrounding the Summit Carbon Solutions proposed pipeline route in South Dakota, and they've denied the company's application to build and operate the pipeline in their state. A spokesperson for the company says Summit will reduce the scope of its pipeline route in South Dakota and reapply. Christy Feagan is a member of the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission.
The current route, in my view, is not viable. Summit Carbon Pipeline needs to come back, and they need to go back to the drawing board and develop a route and submit a route that will comply with the laws.
South Dakota recently passed a law that does not allow Summit to use eminent domain authority to seize land from South Dakotans who don't want the pipeline on their property. This is the second time South Dakota regulators have rejected a pipeline application from Summit. For most U.S. farm households, income from off-farm jobs like teaching, driving a bus, or managing a bank branch helps keep an operation running. In 2023, the AFBF Market Intel report says 23% of farm household income for farm families comes from farming itself, which means 77% of the income comes from other sources. In 2023, 96% of farm operators earned money from off-farm sources. About 72% of the off-farm income in recent years has come from earned sources like wages and salaries and non-farm business income. The other 28% came from unearned sources like Social Security, veterans benefits, pensions, dividends, and interest. The smaller the farm, the more dependent on off-farm employment. Among farms with less than $100,000 in gross sales, over 60% of those operators worked at least one day off the farm. According to the USDA's April Cattle on Feed report, the national cattle herd remains smaller year over year despite efforts to increase inventory. What do the marketing trends in the industry look like? USDA livestock analyst Anthony Fisher says when it comes to the number of cattle on feed over 150 days, which he pointed out is typically an indicator of how fast cattle are being marketed, that number continues to grow.
It's well above a year ago in absolute terms, as well as a percent of the number of cattle on feed. This is also reflected in heavier dressed weights of slaughter cattle. Feedlots, they continue to sell fed cattle at record high prices. This underscores their willingness to pay higher prices for feeder animals.
Fisher noted the March price of feeder steers weighing between 750 and 800 pounds was up roughly 12% from the 2024 figures. He added that the price has been steadily moving up over the past 6 months. Ethanol output jumped to the highest level in 3 weeks, and inventories dropped during the 7 days ending on April 18th. Data from the Energy Information Administration says production rose to an average of just over 1 million barrels a day. That's up from 1.01 million barrels the week prior and the highest since March 28th. The Midwest produces the most ethanol in the country, and output rose to 976,000 barrels a day, up from 955,000 the previous week, also the highest in 3 weeks. Gulf Coast production increased to 25,000 barrels a day. That's up 1,000 barrels from a week earlier. That was all the gains, as East Coast output was unchanged for the third straight week at 12,000 barrels a day. Rocky Mountain production fell by 1,000 barrels, down to 10,000 barrels on average, and West Coast output dropped by the same amount, down to 9,000 barrels a day. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.